Христос рождается. Славите Его. Наши милые слухачи, витайте на нашей первой специальной выселении про Русиню в Америке на Рождество Христове. От сердца вам всем жичу Божьи пожелания, місне здоров'я, успех в роботі, щасливе прожиття рождественних свят і щитко найліпше в новім році 2015. Христос рождається! Славіте Його! Христос рождається! Славіте Його! Christ is born. Glorify Him. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program and our first of three special Christmas broadcasts here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, December 21st, 2014. Before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to wish everyone who will be celebrating Christmas on Thursday a very Merry Christmas, and to all of you a very blessed holiday season, and all the best in the new year of 2015. Today's special broadcast of the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program has been sponsored in full by longtime supporter and good friend of ours, Tom Brenzovich of Spiro, Oklahoma. Tom is the Chief Information Officer and Membership Director for the Carpatho Russian Society, and he writes, "To all a very Merry Christmas, and the Christmas season brings joy and happiness to all. May you look back on the year and count your blessings while looking ahead for prosperous and blessed New Year. Christos rождается." Tom Brenzovich. Thank you, Tom, for sponsoring today's special broadcast of the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program.
Віфлеєм і днес Марія пречиста породила у вертепі нам Христа. Слава во вышніх Богу, і мир всім на землі. Ангел з неба пастирям з'явля. Веселу ту новину звіщає, слава во вышніх Богу, слава во вышніх Богу, і мир всім на землі. Слава во вышніх Богу, слава во вышніх Богу, і мир всім.
До вертепу пастирі і з собою несуть дар в офірі. Слава во вышніх Богу, слава во вышніх Богу, і мир всім на землі. Дятку кланяються три царі, до його ног припадають в покорі. Слава во вышніх Богу, слава во вышніх Богу, і мир всім на землі. Слава во вышніх Богу, слава
і мир сім на землі.
Так же імя Христу поклон отайме, і разом з небесним хором співайме. Слава Вовишніх Богу, слава Вовишніх Богу, і мир всім на землі. Слава Вовишніх Богу, слава Вовишніх Богу, і мир всім на землі.
Yeah.
Today's special broadcast of the Carpathia-Russian Society Heritage Program has been sponsored in full by the Carpathia-Russian Society's Chief Information Officer and Membership Director, Tom Brenzovich of Spira, Oklahoma, who wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and all the best for a prosperous and blessed 2015 New Year. We're still looking for a sponsor for Sunday, January 4th's Carpathia-Russian Society Heritage Program. If you are interested in sponsoring this broadcast or making a donation to the Carpathia-Russian Society Heritage Program, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Christos rozhdayetsya. Slavime yeho. Christ is born. Let us glorify him.
Speed. was in mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. I would like to thank GCU President George Juba for their continued support of the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. And George would like to send his best wishes to each and every individual who is part of the GCU family for a most blessed and Merry Christmas with peace, health, and happiness in the new year. Christos Rajdaetsya, Christ is born. Today's special broadcast of the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program has been sponsored in full by longtime supporter and good friend of ours, Tom Brenzovich of Spiro, Oklahoma. Thank you, Tom, for your continued support to this broadcast. And again, I am looking for another sponsor for the January 4th special broadcast of the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. If you are interested, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. That's 412-877-9351. I know Tom is an excellent cook and baker, and he will be preparing his Siati Vechur on Wednesday. And since the Philip's Fast, the Filipilka, culminates with a day of strict fasting on Christmas Eve, the Holy Supper dishes contain no meat and usually no dairy products, although I don't know how that is possible when most of our Russian food begins with what seems as if 2 pounds of butter and a few onions. In any case, the Russians that keep the fast usually do not eat any food on Christmas Eve until the Holy Supper. This meal consists of 12 courses representing Christ's 12 apostles. A wide variety of foods may be prepared depending on the region or village. The most common are bobalka, small dough balls either with kapusta, sauerkraut, or poppy seeds and honey. Pierohe, filled with potatoes, lekvar, prunes, or sauerkraut. Mushrooms and onions fried in vegetable oil, or that pound or two of butter as I was talking about a couple minutes, seconds ago. You can also have pea or lima bean soup, kompot, which is stewed and fresh fruit, sauces of dried plums, sliuchanka, or pears, hrushanka, lentils, nuts, machanka, which is a thick mushroom soup. Ooh, I love the machanka that my baba used to make. You also have mashed potatoes and meatless holubke, which is, of course, cabbage stuffed with rice. Also, I've seen lentil put in meatless holubke along with mushrooms and fish. And no siati vechur table would be complete without slivovica, well, some tables, and the kolache. And I know Tom Brenzovich bakes a mean nut roll, apricot roll, and poppy seed roll. Maybe one of these days he'll send one on over to me. But thank you once again, Tom, for your continued support of the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Christos rajdaitsya. Slavime Yeho, Christ is born, let us glorify him.
Дивная новина, світі діва сина, породила Віфлеємі Марія.
To start reading, writing, and speaking the Russian language in the context of Carpatho Russian history, culture, and traditions with the first Russian language course for English speakers. Nearly 1,500 Russian words, interesting new content about Russians, details about our Christmas and Easter traditions and foods. To get this introduction to Russian language and culture, please call the CRS at 412-567-3077. That's 412-567-3077. I would like to thank Tom Brenzovich of Spiro, Oklahoma, for sponsoring today's special broadcast of the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. And I invite everyone to join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for our second special Christmas broadcast of the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. Have a wonderful week. A very Merry Christmas. We'll see you next time. Christos Rajdayetsya. Slavi Meyeho. Christ is born. Let us glorify him.
Вінчую вам на той славний день Христа Пана народження, котрий ще рачив народити меді яслом, меді голом, до ясличках повожити. Ангели му співають слава на висості, а на землі покой. А з того покоя до неба вічного вінчую вам життю, Христос рождається.
Славіме Його!